Ghost. Captain Aegon, in a shackled form, left the shuttle and began the trek across the plain. The air was sour. It hadn't been sweet when they had discovered the planet, decades ago, before their relentless gouging under its skin to rip out its minerals and salts and precious metals. Now it was pockmarked and bloodless. They crested the hill and Colin pointed to a copse of charred trees. 10 minutes later, Hagen was unearthing a lump of amber the size of his chest. When mixed with cracked mineral carbons, it promised almost infinite energy. The shuttle door closed behind them. Amber aboard. Hagen strapped Colby into his seat and pressed the ignition. Disturbed by the man's peaceful smile, "You do know that I'm the one getting a trillion of diamonds, and you're the one getting flayed alive." "That's the best I've seen you say, Captain. But we have more fuel left. Manifest here says we have plenty of our fuel to get us back." "Yes, the official manifest. The version I edited and that the spaceport stewardess forwarded says we have a rail propellant to be triggered by the boosters. A thunder rail of fuel, which we want while we're here. And a heavy payload of phytonutrients, seeds and spores. What have you done?" In 30 seconds, the shuttle will explode like a seed pod and scatter its cargo of rebirth across a fluffy mode of Aegis. Even the boys will help restore this planet to life.